Welcome to one of the most listened to music news podcasts in the world, SGNP, with your host, Darren Sutherland. Join us as we talk with industry leaders, artists, and entertainers about their faith, family, and careers. This is information you will not find anywhere else on radio, web, or in a magazine, but only firsthand on SGNP.
Hey everybody, this is Jimmy Fortune, and you're listening to the audible voice of gospel music on SGNP.
I keep hearing you concerned about my happiness. All my thoughts you give or see is trying to find this. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. When you and your friends are worrying about me, I'm having lots of fun.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me. At all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Last night I dressed in tails, pretending I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
It's good to see you, I must go, I know I look real bright. And my shoes are not accustomed to the sun concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Country music welcomes gospel into it.
Yep.
I found that out. They welcome gospel, but the gospel industry doesn't necessarily welcome anybody that has anything to do with country music.
Exactly.
All the time. And, you know, and to me, like I said before, we're so heavenly bound with no earthly good, and I really feel that. And I think I understand kind of, you know, where they're coming from in a way, but how many of them can say that they've been perfect all their life, and how many can say, what do? Do you close your doors to anybody who maybe, you know, if there's something positive that can come from you and you can reach one person out there that changes their life, Why you wanna shut that off? Why you wanna cut that off? It's not, you know. Now if I was doing drinking songs all the time and cheating songs, and trying to mix them in with what I do, I understand that, because you know you either gotta be hot or cold. You can't be on the fence, you know.
It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
It is no secret what God can do has a special meaning to me. I remember Thanksgiving 1981. I showed up at my mama's for Thanksgiving dinner. I was one of the first ones there because I wanted to get some of that good food that she always made for Thanksgiving. And I walked through the door and she saw me, and she said immediately, she said, "Jimmy, I'm worried about you." She said, you know, because I had been sick and I was anemic and I'd been working really hard. And playing music and working two daytime jobs, and I'd kind of worked myself into a pretty bad state in my life, and mentally, physically, and spiritually. And Mama told me to come in and sit down at the table, and we sat down and talked a little bit. And then after we talked, she came over to me and put her hands on my shoulders, and she said, she started to sing this song, "It is no secret what God can do." And just a few weeks later, after all this, that's when I got the call from the Statler Brothers to come to audition for them. And I really think that she knew in her heart that what I was going to be facing in my life and all the things. But I'll never forget that moment that she and I had singing this song, "It is no secret what God can do."
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have asked for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may go. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take him at his promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do.
And welcome once again to SGNP. Darren Sutherland here on the Audible Voice of Gospel Music, Southern Gospel News Podcast. And joining me, and I want to say as always, but maybe not always, because sometimes he's singing or he's doing his real job, working in the studio, mixing some tapes, because, you know, as all the gospel artists say, he has the best job in America. He's the president of the Southern Gospel Music Association and the lead singer for the Kingdom Heirs. And every time we get somebody on there, they just applaud him more and more, whether it's emails or in person. My buddy Arthur Rice. Arthur, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing good, doing good. Hey. Fighting a little sore throat today, though. Allergies.
Allergies. Man, it's too hot to have allergies. Yeah. I was going to go play your favorite sport at 4 o'clock today. We were going to go play golf, but it's 91 degrees in Atlanta today. I mean,
that's perfect for me.
You like it that hot?
I like it. I like it hot. Bring it on. I like it hot.
Lord help, man. Now, I know your wife runs all these marathons and triathlons and 5Ks and all that kind of stuff. Do you get out and run in that kind of weather too?
You know, I don't run as much as I used to. My knees got to bother me and stuff. So I finally found me one of those Bowflex things that doesn't kill my knees. So I can still do my cardio without having to hobble around the rest of the day.
Hey, man, who knows? We had one of these companies call us about advertising last week, one of these CBD companies, you know, that sells a CBD oil. And they wanted us to advertise, and they said you could rub it on your joints and your stuff. Maybe I'll get you some, and you can rub it on your knees. Would that work?
Do you get it by the 5 gallon bucket?
You know, at least you wouldn't smell like my grandmama. I don't know about your grandparents or anything, but I used to walk in the room and I could tell when she'd rub that Bengay stuff on her knees or on her Icy Hot, because the whole room would just smell like it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Amen. Talking about old folks. We're excited today. We've got Jimmy Fortune coming on with us. For those of you that don't know Jimmy, he was the tenor singer for the Statler Brothers for years. And when the Statler Brothers retired, he went on a solo kick and has been doing solo for a while. And Jimmy is an excellent singer, sings both gospel and country. And when I mentioned my grandmother a while ago, Arthur, I can remember as a kid, my grandmother would watch nobody else on TV. Would not watch any. She watched two things. She watched Today's FBI. She watched the Gospel Singing Jubilee. She watched three things: professional wrestling, and if the Statler Brothers were on, she would watch the Statler Brothers. And maybe I'll throw maybe I'll throw Lawrence Welk in there. But other than that, she had no time for TV. And this is one of those interviews where you happen to be working that day. Not that I don't work. I work 60 hours a week on top of doing this show, but you had to sing that afternoon. But you've heard the tape, you've heard the interview thus far. What do you think, old Jimmy?
It was great. I tell you, this is one of the ones that I hated to miss, because I love Jimmy. I tell you, he's one of my favorite people in the world, and just a great guy. And I didn't get to meet him until, well, I met him back when I was at Kingsman, that was just right after he came. And But he's just a super guy. I mean, just a super guy. And great interview too.
It was a fun day with the Statler Brothers, Jimmy Fortune, and folks. He's got that great new project coming out with the Gaithers that's a great project that you will want to grab a hold of and listen to about God and America and country and all that kind of fun stuff. And what I like about it is when you listen to the tone of this interview, Arthur. Excuse me. You get a feeling for his heart and where his heart really is and what he talks about. So anyway, good stuff. Hey, folks, if you hadn't joined us yet on social media, you can join us on our Twitter feed, SGNP Podcast. You can join us on our Facebook page, Southern Gospel News Podcast. We're almost at 14 or 15,000 people, I think, now, Arthur, that's joined us in a year on there. And we're going to listen to Jimmy. Then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about a special announcement Arthur has about raising some money for the SGMA. And we're going to do that this afternoon right here on the audible voice of Southern Gospel Music. And not just Southern Gospel Music, but gospel music. I need to take that Southern off there because we represent all the gospel music. SGNP. Yeah. And welcome back to SGNP. Darren Sutherland here. We're the audible voice of gospel music, where it's all about the gospel. And today on SGMP, we have the extreme fortune. I'm going to just throw that play on words out there. We have the extreme fortune to talk to Mr. Jimmy Fortune, 21 years with the Statler Brothers, one of the most beloved groups in all of country music and gospel music, in both the GMA Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame. Jimmy, the tenor singer for 21 years. Jimmy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing really good, Darren, and I appreciate you having me on today. And thank you for that introduction, man. I hope I can live up to it. But
you know what we always say on our show? We all put our pants on the same way in the mornings. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Amen, brother. I'm with you.
And we all go down different paths to where we get to, and we all take different roads. And the man upstairs watches us all in on these journeys that we make. Jimmy, tell the folks before you got a new project we're going to talk about today coming out that people's going to see and hear about in the coming weeks. But tell the folks out there that may not know Jimmy Fortune or know of your history a little bit about yourself, my friend.
Well, my roots go all the way back. My first beginnings of music was my family. It was four girls and four boys, and mom and daddy and myself. Well, five boys, actually, count myself. And we sang gospel music in churches and things like that growing up. And my daddy played square dances on Saturday night, and sometimes he'd take me when I was a kid on those square dances and everything. And then mama would get us up in the morning and make us go to church and repent for being out there on Saturday night. But we'd go to church and sing some of those good old gospel songs. And so eventually I got a guitar when I was 12, and, you know, long story short, I started playing music and had a band, and we got out into the high school dances and the Moose Lodges and the Elks Lodges, and eventually out into the world playing all these Holiday Inns and Sheridan Inns and things, doing all this cover music and all kinds of music.
Yeah.
Actually, we did a little bit of everything. But my roots were always in gospel music. And of course, eventually, like I said, when I got to be 26 years old, the Statler Brothers needed someone to fill in for Lou DeWitt. And of course, the Statler Brothers were all about God and family and country all those years. And so they hired me, long story short, to come in and fill in for Lou DeWitt because he had Crohn's disease. And he actually picked me out for the group. He heard me singing up in Virginia.
Wow.
At a local ski resort, and I was the first name out of his mouth, and I came in for about 6 months and filled in for him, and he came back and he decided he couldn't do it and the road because of his Crohn's disease, and so he asked me to do it full time. And then I said I'd be an idiot to turn this down, and I told the brothers, I said, I'll stay with you all till you don't want to do it anymore. And so they did. I did it with them for almost 21 years. And they retired in 2002. When they did, I had a long talk with God about what he wanted me to do. And so he asked me to continue on. And I said, well, I promise God, whatever I do, it will be in a positive way. And I won't do anything that my mom and daddy will be proud of me for doing, or you won't be proud of me for doing. And I won't do anything negative to bring hope, a message of hope in my music and faith in our God and in our country and our families. And that's what I've tried to do with my music, and that pretty much as quick as I can wraps it up as far as what Jimmy Fortune is all about today, even with the new release of this new CD called God and Country. I think it's needed in today's world because of where our country is. If ever we needed God in our country, we sure do need it now.
No doubt, Jimmy. You know, I look at your schedule that you've got on your website. And I mean, I'm seeing you singing places from anywhere from theaters all across the place to the Gaither Gathering, Gaither Family Fest up in Gatlinburg, to major state fairs and theaters all across the country. You know, you mentioned it. You were you're very blunt in saying it. Our country needs it. What are the people saying to you at the table, and when you get a chance to shake their hands, and what are they saying to you about your music? Because let's face it, you know, country's kind of gone in a different direction. They probably don't think mm-hmm. that Jimmy's what you call new country. So you're not getting the airplay there a lot of times. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm just going to call it like it is, because I pick on gospel music radio all the time. I think sometimes they don't play enough of the country artist, which they should, that promotes gospel music in places mm-hmm. that will never get to promote it out. You know, you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What are the people saying to you out there on the road when they hear your music? What's some of the remarks you hear from folks, Jimmy?
Well, years ago, when I said I would do what God wanted me to do, I promised him I would do, you know, something for his kingdom, something to help people. And so
when I do my shows, I kind of do a tribute to the Statler Brothers. I do the songs, some of the songs I wrote with them through the years, and some of their songs, just to kind of let people know that I haven't forgotten where I come from. But in life, us as individuals, I can't think of anybody that hadn't been perfect all their life. There've been ups and downs, and there's been, you know, mountains and valleys in everybody's life. Mm-hmm. I've had them in my life.
Yeah.
And so, I hear people. I've been in shows where with the Stout Buzz, where we've done our show, but we might do "How Great Thou Art" at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I've seen people out there drinking, put their beers down and put their everything down for that moment, put their hand over their heart, and the tears start coming down, where God has all of a sudden put them under conviction. And you can be an example no matter where you are.
I like
that. And so when people come to my shows now, they'll get a little lesson in history, but they'll also, I'll tell them kind of where I'm at right now with my music, hear some new music. But it'll also take them back to the days of when I was with my family in church on Sundays, singing those great old gospel songs, and then celebrating our country's independence and our country's freedom through the men and women who have sacrificed all for us. And they'll come up and they'll talk to me about how each song, even if it's a song that I wrote or a song that I didn't write, how they feel like, man, we feel like we've been to church. We feel like, you know, we really feel good when we come out of your shows, because we feel lifted up because of the hope, and because they all of a sudden realize that God's trying to reach everybody he can in today's world, because we get so caught up in our cell phones and our smartphones and our TV and our media and our, that we forget about God.
Yeah.
And so when we see the things, we see the polarization of our nation, we see the hatred that comes toward one another, whether it's religion differences, whether it's political differences, whether it's whatever, if we realize we all bleed red and we all have a soul deep inside of us.
Yes, sir.
And that we're all connected a lot more than we think we are. If we could just love each other and realize that we all have the same goal. We want the same things for our children and for our grandchildren. We want a country that can be free. We want a country that can offer them whatever they want to become. They could do it, and the choices that we make, and make our country a great country for what our country can be through our choices that we make in our lives, and the love that we had toward one another is going to take us a lot further than the hatred toward one another and the name calling. If we could get rid of that and come together with God's love for one another, it's going to be a better outcome for all of us. And that's kind of what I hope they hear when they hear this project, God and Country, because that's what the message that I'm trying to get across.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and white with foam, God bless us.
got to ask you this, Jimmy, because you said you were 26 years old when you joined the Statler Brothers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna laugh with you for just a second. I'm 49 years old. When I was 7 or 8, I can vividly remember sitting in Atlanta, Georgia, watching WSB Channel 2. And I would sit by my great-granny Causey, who at the time was 80 years old and never listened to nothing but gospel music. But yet when the Statler mm-hmm. Brothers would come on TV, everything else passed. It didn't make no difference what was on. The Statler Brothers were there, and my granny watched two things on TV. She watched Lawrence Welk, and she watched when the Statler Brothers come on. Did you really realize at that point at 26 what a group you were stepping into, in the, how should I say this, the enormous shoes you had to fill with Lou, because these guys touched thousands across boundaries very few were able to do. Did you realize the hugeness, if that's a word, of that whole spectacle at that time?
You know, I can remember back, and I kind of give my mom's prayers credit for not only things that happened then, but things that are happening now in my life. But even as a little child, I felt this presence around me that I can't explain, and other than the fact that I felt like a presence of God with me. In everything that I did, I didn't care what it was, and then these little God things happened in my life. My mom, I went to Thanksgiving 1981 to my mom's, and I had been in a bad place mentally, physically, and spiritually in my life. Went to Thanksgiving on my mom the day after Lou DeWitt heard me singing at a local ski resort in Virginia, and my mom was worried about me that morning, and I talked to her. We had a conversation, and she walked over and put her hands on my shoulders and saying, "It's no secret what God can do."
Wow.
And then a few weeks later is when I get the call from the Statler Brothers to come over and audition. And even though things were happening so fast that if I'd had time to think about it, it might have scared me so bad I might have not done it. But they were happening so fast that it was like all of a sudden I'm standing on stage. They're taken from these little stages back in Virginia where I'm singing these clubs and stuff to singing on a pickup truck with lights all over it going around the Houston Astrodome with 40,000 people looking at you and hollering and yelling and screaming. And I'm going, I mean, within literally of days of when I was on stage in Virginia with nobody there.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, my God, how did this happen? What? And seeing people point at me going, who is he? Who is, you know, like, what's this all about, you know? And then going from, you know, people knowing that Lou wasn't there for a little while. I came in not to take his place, but to help him out for a while.
Right.
And that's why I came in the first place. But seeing people that, you know, would kind of come through the autograph line and they would walk around me and wouldn't get my autograph, and then get everybody else's. And I would always look at them and nod and say, I understand. That's okay. I understand.
Yeah.
And then when Lou decided he couldn't come back, they asked me to do it. And I said, you know what? I'd be an idiot to turn this down. And I felt like it was such an opportunity. And I felt like God really wanted me there to help the Statler Brothers continue on. And I really felt like that was my... where God wanted me to be.
Yeah.
And so I told him, I said, I'll stay until you guys don't need me anymore, until you guys don't want to do this anymore. And it's what I did. And so, and I would stand on stage every night and realize every night that I was standing on stage with one of the greatest acts to ever grace the stage, the most awarded act in the history of country music.
No doubt.
That's what they were, and that's what they still are.
Mm-hmm.
And when they decided to retire, I was scared to death. But they gave me some advice that I continue on to carry today. They said, Jimmy, we loved Jimmy Fortune when he walked through the door. When we heard you sing, we got to know you. We loved you for you. And if you go out and do what you do, and don't try to be the Statler Brothers, don't try to be someone else. If you just be what you are, then people are going to accept you, and everything will be fine. So So I took that and I built on that, and I promised God again that whatever I did, it would be to honor Him. Something my mom and dad would be proud of, and then God in return made me a promise: I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about anything. I'll take care of you. You may go through some hard times, but in the end, you're going to see my plan for your life, and that's what He's done. And I just lean on Him so much. I don't take credit for any of it.
Nice.
I'm just following something bigger than me.
Yeah. Jimmy, let me ask you this right here. Is Nashville and the music industry as a whole missing something when it comes to reaching Americans in the world right now with music like the Statler Brothers have done and like this kind of music now that you're putting on? Are we missing something as a whole, do you think?
I think we are in the music industry, especially because we're missing, when you look at the TV today and you see the things that are happening, if you'd have to be totally blind and totally out of it,
yeah,
to not realize that there's some kind of movement in our country, in our world, I don't want to take any other word for it. It's an evil movement. There's an evil movement out there.
Yeah.
And when you talk about our music, there's some great musicians, and some of these young people that are coming into town are really good people. They really are. I see these kids and I meet them, and they got good hearts. But when they get hooked up with some of these labels, the labels are all about the money.
Yeah.
And if people tell me, and what I got to do to make it when I come into town? Well, I said, if you can figure out a way to let people make money on you, you'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make it in the country industry. You will, because it's all about the money. They want the money, the revenue coming in, and you make the deal with them. And then you got to sell your soul to the devil, because you're going to be doing songs that you might not necessarily believe in. And I think some of these kids are doing songs that they don't necessarily believe in, but they're doing it because they're making a living.
Right.
And because the industry caters to those people who want to go out and party and get drunk every night and do drugs. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. I call it black and white.
That's a great thing about our podcast, Jimmy. We'd love for you to be blunt and honest, my friend. Thank you for sharing that like that, because it's true. It's true. Keep going.
Yeah, and it's all about them making money. And so, you know, if I talk about God and my music and my songs or whatever, I'm not going to get played. I know that. But God has promised me that He said, you just follow what I do, and I will make the things happen that need to happen. And He has. He's taken care of me. And I said, I may be playing to 10 people out there. I may be playing to 10,000. But I'm going to do the same thing in my show. And God will be at the forefront. And our families will be at the forefront. And our country will be at the forefront. But it won't be about going out and getting drunk on Saturday night and getting with my girlfriend up on a tailgate somewhere and pushing. We make it look like it's great to be drunk, like it's great to do drugs. They push it, and then they wonder why these kids and young people get in trouble when they go out here and get caught for drunk driving or get hooked on drugs, because we push it on our TV. What do we expect? We make it look like it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's not okay. It's not. These kids need to know when they go out and party in these colleges and everything that whatever somebody's pushing up in your face can kill you. Can kill you. I've been there. I know it because I've been there. I've experienced it. And I'm just very blessed that I'm here today
to be
able to tell the story. But some of these kids don't make it through that. They need to know that alcohol and drugs can kill you.
Yep.
You know? And they're not getting told that. So they need to know that, there's an alternative out there. And the alternative is God and believing. And I don't know anybody that's ever really believed in a higher power, that there is a God, that there is a Savior, that always, if they're true believers, they always come out better on the other end.
Exactly.
But if they follow that other road, if they follow that other road, it's a dead-end road to nowhere.
No doubt.
And sometimes it's a dead-end road to disaster. And they need to know that. And like I said, I think that's what our music industry is missing. And I think that until we get it back, things aren't going to change, when they start telling people of the dangers that are out there that can take our children away from us in a heartbeat. I don't want that to happen to any of my children or my grandchildren.
I don't blame you. Jimmy, who's some of your musical influences now? If I got in your truck or your car with you today and listen to what you're listening to, what's Jimmy Fortune listening to today?
Wow. Well, I kind of keep an open mind about music. I was inspired by, first when I was younger, Jim Reeves, when I first heard his voice on the radio. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. That old sweet, beautiful. And then, of course, as I got up and I was a big Billy Graham fan. Mama used to watch Billy Graham, George Beverly Shea growing up, and all of that. And then some of the quartets growing up, you know, the Kingsmen and the Statesmen and all of those great quartets in gospel music. And then as I got up, I started listening to I love the Eagles because I love their harmonies and things like that. They kind of took me into the pop music and rock music.
I've often said this, Jimmy, the Eagles were Southern gospel singing rock and roll and didn't even realize it. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, you know, their arrangements and things like that. And so in today's world, you know, I'm always listening to a lot of the Gaither artists because I'm on the Gaither label now.
Yeah.
And the Isaacs, people like that are people like that you would find me listening to.
Yeah.
Bradley Walker.
Yeah.
Which has been on the Gaither label for a while. What a great singer. He's a country singer, but he's also a gospel singer. He can sing bass. He can sing lead. He can sing baritone.
Great
story that he has.
Yeah.
And eventually, I think I'm looking on in the future of doing something, hooking up with him and Ben Isaacs and another friend of ours by the name of Mike Rogers. We're going to think about doing some, putting a group together and doing some songs and going back. It's kind of like one of those groups with a lot of rough edges, but has this, there's a blend there that you can't explain. I really feel like it's anointed, and I look forward to maybe doing some things with them in the near future.
No doubt.
But the Isaacs, you won't get any better harmony than what they have, and the message in their music and their background and what they've come from and their story is incredible.
It is incredible.
But that's the kind of stuff. You know, I listen to things because I'll hear artists that are great entertainers, but I may not like their music. I may not like their message in their music. I can appreciate their talent,
yeah.
But the message in the music, I listen to that too, and I can make a choice and say, well, I like how they sound, I like what they, you know, their talent, and I appreciate what God's given them, but I don't really appreciate the message in their music. But I do kind of keep an open mind and an open heart because I feel like sometimes as Christians, I don't want to say this and mean it in a bad way. But I say this in a way that I understand it, is that we can be so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good.
Yep, I say it all the time.
When Jesus came to this earth, the most righteous and most wonderful, perfect person came to this earth. He didn't go to where there were only good people and into the churches and stuff like that. He went to the people that are out there in the gutters and people that are out there that were just the scum of the earth. And he hung around and tried to spread his message to them, you know, and be an example. And so I think us as Christians, sometimes we get too caught up in the fact that we don't want to step out of our little boundaries and we don't get our little feet dirty, you know. And I'm not saying that in a bad way because I think church is a great thing. And church is more important today than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you walk into a church, I don't care who you are, at what level you are as far as a believer, the devil is subdued in that church because there are believers in there, and there are more believers than there are non-believers. And when you walk in there, you feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And the church is a charging station for the soul. And we need that. We need our churches. And I hear people all the time, I don't need to go to church because I don't do anything bad. I don't need to go to church to repent about nothing. Well, I'm going to tell you, I feel sorry for that person.
Me too.
Feel really sorry for them because God, Jesus did what he did for a reason because he knew we were lost and he knew we were lost without him. And so
he's not going to turn his back on the lowest scum of the earth out there, and neither am I.
Now, for the past 50 shows or so, you've heard me talking about MyPillow and Mike Lindell and the fine folks at MyPillow and what they do for me. Now we're going to get Arthur a MyPillow. Arthur, have you ever had a MyPillow?
I do. I love them.
You love them?
We do. I tell you, we don't go anywhere without them.
Really?
Yeah. We take them on vacation. My wife don't. We don't go nowhere. Seriously. If we go anywhere further than an hour away, my wife will take it, put it in the car.
Does she let you take the pillow on the bus on the weekends now?
Of course. Of course. Man, I got to. I tell you, you get used to sleeping on that thing, and it's incredible. It really is. We have that. We have the mattress topper. Mm-hmm. It's great. We love their stuff.
And they're getting some new stuff right away, Arthur and his lovely wife are. If you want MyPillow, go to the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com. Enter in the code SGNP or just call them, MyPillow. You can find the number right there on the website. Make sure you use the code SGNP. And as always, thanks, Mike and the guys, for using MyPillow and being a sponsor of SGNP.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I would walk in that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, and saw below me that golden valley, where this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Jimmy, I appreciate the message this afternoon. I appreciate the kind words. I could sit here and literally talk to you all day long. I know you've got other things going on that you got to touch base, but if you'll promise to come back with us at a future time, we'll just talk plain. How's that sound?
Hey, Darren, I love it, buddy. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you do, buddy. Thank you for, if it wasn't for people like you, you know, I couldn't do what I do, and we're all in this together, and
yeah,
all for one reason, spread the message of God and God's love to other people, and that's what we're trying to do.
The project's called, it's going to be released coming up the 24th of this month, I believe. I know we're on a podcast. So if you're saying dates, the date is May 24th, 2019. You may be listening to this in 2025. Who knows, Jimmy, but they can go back to Amazon and find it at that point. It's called God and Country, Jimmy Fortune, 21 years with the Statler Brothers. Incredible testimony. Here's what I like most about you, Jimmy. You said you didn't want to do nothing that would shame your mom and daddy. That's a credit to your mom and daddy, my friend, and a credit to your Nelson County raising up there in Virginia. Buddy, I appreciate it so much, and they can also find you, I guess, at where's your website? You got one of those out there?
Oh, yeah, jimmyfortune.com. You can get on there and find out my schedule and everything and all everything you want to know about Jimmy Fortune. And And I look forward to seeing somebody, all you across the country. Thank you. My fan, I'm the biggest fan of my fans.
Yeah.
That you'll ever find. I call them friends. We're all friends together. And we're all in this trying to take the same message out there that it's God and our family and our country. And if you believe in that and do what's best for them, you'll always come out great at the other end.
Jimmy, thank you. If you'll hold the line for me for just 1 second. And you've been listening to Jimmy Fortune on SGNP.
A nation built on sacrifice. Soldiers and their families who paid the highest price. They give their all to heed the call, to keep us all alive and freedom standing tall. Through war and troubled times we have endured, and with these words we have been secure. In God we trust, how can we turn our face? In God we trust, the giver of our liberty. We must not forget our freedom, only want him when we need him. For words that say so much, in God we trust. I pledge allegiance to the flag. The thought of leaving God's name out, it makes me sad. Our children's hope we can't neglect, because we want to be politically correct. One nation under God that keeps us strong, and by his grace we will carry on. In God we trust, how can we turn away our face? In God we trust, the giver of our liberty. We must not forget our freedom, only want him when we need him. For words that say so much, in God we trust.
And welcome back to SGMP, Darren Sutherland, Arthur Rice. Great interview with Jimmy, Arthur. What'd you think?
It's great. Good stuff. He's just, like I said, he's just a great guy, salt of the earth, and grew up in this music, loved it.
Jimmy,
you know, had a different career, but I think the Lord used him through the years and is still continuing to use him.
You know what I like what he said? He said, you know, yeah, I sing country music, but I ain't out singing about drinking and cheating and running around and all that good stuff. He said, we're singing about wholesome, fun family values, God and America. That means a lot this day and time. And, you know, even he said, we need more people like that. So, good stuff. And gospel music fans, you can do what you want, but embrace the guy. Go see him when he's at a county fair. Go see him when he's at a local arena. Go see him when he's around your house. You'll love Jimmy. Good, good guy. And go back and listen to what he said, because he made some great points that I think gospel music artists could learn from. Arthur, last, you made a post on Facebook, and I'm trying to share it on the SGNP site, but for whatever reason couldn't, so I need you to loosen that up so I can get it on our SGNP site this week. About a special project the SGMA is working on. What is that project?
Well, we've got the opportunity to save the old cathedral's bus, Black Silhouette. The owner of it now has come off the road, and so he has offered to donate the bus to us. Not exactly sure what we're going to do with it, but it's a great piece of history that we, don't want to see go to the scrapyard.
Right.
And but the only problem is it's in Oklahoma and the motor's blown in it. So we can't drive it here, so we have to have it towed here. So as you can imagine, it's pretty expensive. So we kind of put a place together, trying to get folks, if we can get 350 people to donate $25, mm-hmm. That's not a lot of money, then I think we can raise enough to get it here. And then we can determine exactly what can we do with it. And but we hope to at some point to at least move a portion of the bus inside the museum to where we can have an interactive thing, to where and our thoughts I can kind of is if we can get some of the old members to kind of tell bus stories and have that playing, and I think it'd be very interesting for people to see that.
Be a great thing. How can I be so bold as to ask you? And I know you've just introduced this on Facebook, so I don't want to guess it's a lot. How many? What kind of donations are you seeing this for? You got many so far?
You know, actually, we've had a great outpouring. It's been out for 3 or 4 days now, and it's kind of slowing down just a little bit. But first few days, but we had a great outpouring of folks, that wanted to be a part of this and was excited about it. And so the opportunity, to be a part of it. And so that's the nice thing about what we were doing was we were trying to, let the people and the fans, be a part of it.
Right.
And of getting it here and preserving it. And so that was exciting for us. I was very pleased with the outturn so far, and I think we'll get some more in, and I think we'll get what we need. I really do.
If my math is correct, that's 350 people at $25 a piece. Okay? Here's what I'm going to do for SGNP. We'll buy four of those, so we'll donate 100, okay?
Okay.
From us. That fair enough? I want to challenge every gospel music group in America to donate $25. And if you don't think the cathedrals have impacted your ministry, shut the thing down. Is that fair enough, Arthur?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, $25. So, okay, if I call names, $25 on the Kingdom Heirs. I'm sure, Arthur, you've gave $25. So there it is. I'll put $25 on my buddy Jason Crabb. Jason, send him $25. You may keep naming names, Arthur. Does that help you? But every week, till we get that money, here's what we're going to do. Let's do this. We're going to ask every artist that comes on as a guest in coming weeks if they'll donate $25 to it.
And also, I forgot to mention this, the folks at Stowtown Music, they found 350 pieces of the reunion DVD and CD combo that we're going to give to the folks that will donate. We're going to try to, hopefully, that if they're at NQC to pass them out to where it'll save us on shipping.
Yep.
But if there'll be some that want to give that won't be able to be, we'll make sure that they get it somehow or another. And also another incentive, anybody who donates $100 or more will go into a special drawing for an autographed picture that has George and Glenn, Roger, Ernie, and Scott.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great prize.
And so that's a cool little
great
memorabilia there for all the collectors out there.
Well, hopefully the industry will get behind this, and we'll get this money collected pretty quick. We're only asking 350 people at $25 a person. So while we're sitting here and doing this show, I just got a text from Jonathan Wilburn. And no, he didn't hear this because this is not live. But since, Jonathan, you texted me during the show and I looked down at my phone and took my eyes off the clock, I'm going to challenge you to give $25 too, Jonathan. How about that? Is that a good thing, Arthur? And you know what? I would have, in next week when you guys hear the show, Arthur, you're going to hear a guy that didn't make his living in Southern Gospel, but he started writing gospel music before he ever sang a CCM song. And don't say, well, Darren, you didn't ask Stephen Curtis Chapman for $25. It's because I've already interviewed him, Arthur. So I couldn't.
Yeah.
You follow me? But I promise you, when you hear that interview next week with Stephen Curtis Chapman, and him talking about writing the song "I Can See the Hand," and you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it a lot. And he would have donated $25. So it's just something we need to reach out and push it, and we'll see where it goes. Fair enough.
Sounds great.
What do they do? Just go to the website. How do they donate the $25?
Go to sgma.org. Right on the front page, there's a donate button. It talks about the bus, and there's some pictures on there of it. If y'all have forgotten what it looks like, there's some pictures there for you. But there's a button right there you can just hit and donate. That's it. Very easy.
Hey, I just thought of something funny. What if we get Steve Weatherford to go over and fix the engine. How much conversation about a bus will we get on Facebook in the next 6 months? Steve lives in Oklahoma, and he knows more about buses, I think, than anybody that's ever built one. You know, so
that's true.
I got to throw that out there. Steve's mom and dad both in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, Southern Gospel Music Hall of Fame. Arthur, as always, man, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jimmy Fortune, for being a guest. Always go to our social media, SGMP Podcast on Twitter, SG Southern Gospel News Podcast on Facebook. Sydney, what's our Instagram? Always forget that. Southern Gospel News Podcast on Instagram. Find that. And Arthur, got one question before we get out of here.
Yeah, man.
What's wrong with living right anyway?
Not one thing.
You've been listening to SGMP.
SGMP is excited you chose to listen today. If you'd kindly leave a remark and rating in the podcast remarks section, we surely would appreciate it. Please share with a friend or family member. Look for us on Facebook, Twitter, and our new website, SouthernGospelNewsPodcast.com. To advertise your products, services, concert event, or new project on SGNP and reach a 100% guaranteed number of people in your area, call Tim Newton at 770-874-3200 or email him today, tnewton@bgadgroup.com. Let us geo-target our ads for you, something radio nor magazine can do.
I was standing in my kitchen, listening to the morning news. Some angry man was talking, God, he didn't have a clue. He was putting down our soldiers, fighting all those wasted wars. I just had to turn it off, I couldn't take it anymore. I wanted to tell him there's more than what he sees. And before you tell me that I'm wrong, come spend a day with me. And meet me at Arlington. I'll introduce you to my son. Maybe then you'll know just how I feel. White stone.